Frisco may be called Sports City USA, but don't let that distract from its emerging art scene filled with talented artists and incredible public works. On October 4, 2024, Frisco celebrated the grand opening of Kaleidoscope Park, a new public space that promises to be a destination for arts, entertainment, and other community events. Its centerpiece is the massive butterfly rest stop installation by world-renowned artist Janet Echelman, a true attraction in its own right. Just a few weeks later, the park became the start and finish line for the 7th annual Frisco Arts Walk and Run organized by the Frisco Arts Foundation. The foundation advocates for local arts organizations and manages the city's arts tourism grant program, among other initiatives. "We had our best race ever," Frisco Arts Foundation Board of Directors Chair Karen White says. The annual event features artistic exhibitions across its 5K route. White says the race sold out with 800 participants this year, a 200-participant increase from last year. Growing art scene, the foundation isn't the only Frisco organization seeing growth in its numbers. "It's safe to say that over the last 3 to 4 years, we have quadrupled our membership," Visual Arts Guild of Frisco, VAGF, President Suad Bytovic adds. Founded in 2001, the nonprofit guild promotes its nearly 400 artists through a variety of programs and exhibitions each year. Bytovic explains that the guild is as diverse as the city of Frisco, with artists from different backgrounds and artistic mediums coming together for the guild's programming. He adds that both new and experienced artists alike participate in the guild, even including members of other similar organizations. The guild has begun collaborating with similar groups in neighboring cities, like the Visual Arts League of Allen, as they continue to see growth in the local arts community as a whole. "I think it's a market that is growing," White says of the visual arts scene in Frisco. Below is a snapshot of some of the multi-artist organizations, venues, and public spaces dedicated to showcasing Frisco's visual arts community. Summer Again by Camilla Salinas. Visual Arts Guilds of Frisco upcoming monthly meetings at the Gallery 8680 on 8680 Main Street. VAGF hosts regular rotating exhibitions across various venues in Frisco. That includes 3 annual juried art exhibitions at the Frisco Discovery Center, such as the Creme de la Creme exhibition that recently took place in October. Select pieces from the event are now on display at a revisited exhibition at Sweetwater's Coffee and Tea, a frequent partner of VAGF. In addition, VAGF is currently hosting an exhibition and sale at nearby VentureX Fairview, Allen, titled Go BIIIG, featuring artworks 36 inches and up. VAGF has scheduled a Meet the Artists reception for the exhibition on December 11th. "We don't see city lines and county lines when it comes to the arts and culture," VAGF Director of Finance Jennifer Looney says. Looking to the future, Looney says the guild wants to have its own physical space for meetings and gallery exhibitions. "We're hoping we can see that happen," Looney says. The Gallery 86808680 Main Street Suite E1, founded by Robin Parker Feehan in 2009, the Gallery 8680 hosts regular exhibitions spotlighting the talents of local artists. The gallery is currently preparing to celebrate the 10th anniversary of its Red exhibition, which challenges artists to create their own unique interpretations of the color. The gallery has planned an opening reception for the exhibition on February 7th. Furthermore, the gallery serves as a regular meeting place for VAGF and looks to host single artist exhibitions and art workshops in its space. Frisco Arts Foundation, 3201 Dallas Parkway. Suite 200-211. The Frisco Arts Foundation has supported a wide range of artistic endeavors in the city, dating back to 1996. According to the foundation's chair, Karen White, the nonprofit distributed a little over $302,000 in grant money in order to support a wide variety of local arts organizations and artistic cultural celebrations. The distribution represented a significant increase in funds compared to just a few years ago. "We've come quite a ways," White says, recalling how the foundation distributed about $175,000 in 2018. On top of grant distribution, the foundation hosts the annual Frisco Arts Walk and Run and different artistic educational opportunities within the city. White says the foundation's goal is to empower and elevate our artist community, while raising awareness about the arts within the city. Photo: Todora Photography, Butterfly Rest Stop by Janet Echelman. Hall Park 6801 Gaylord Parkway Kaleidoscope Park. Hall Park is home to more than 200 pieces of art, including the recently installed Butterfly Rest Stop installation at Kaleidoscope Park. The eye-catching installation by Janet Echelman is inspired by the annual migration of monarch butterflies through the city and is designed to resemble the form of a milkweed flower, the food source for monarch caterpillars. Texas Sculpture Garden. Hall Park also includes the Texas Sculpture Garden, a private collection of works highlighting Texan artists that's made available for public viewing at the park. The collection features 20 outdoor pieces as well as a range of indoor works. The park even includes a number of other pieces throughout the 162-acre development, default. Photo: Frisco Discovery Center. Frisco Public Art and Frisco Discovery Center, 8004 N Dallas Parkway. The city of Frisco itself maintains more than 60 works of commissioned public art through its public art program established in 2002. It also partners with VAGF on Plain Air Frisco, an event now heading into its third year that sees artists create works outdoors in city parks where attendees can watch their process. The upcoming event will take place on April 25 to 27. There are also frequent art exhibitions inside the Frisco Discovery Center's two public art galleries. Currently, the galleries are temporary hosts to the Art in the Atrium exhibition, which typically takes place inside the George A. Purefoy Municipal Center. The exhibition features a collection of works from area artists selected by the Arts and Culture Advisory Board. Throughout the year, the center hosts other events like a trio of VAGF juried exhibitions and the Frisco ISD Faculty Art Showcase. This guide should serve as a starting point for exploring the beautiful art spread across Frisco. Keep an eye out for an upcoming look at the Plano art scene as well as Local Profile's recent guide to the McKinney art world to learn more about the amazing art in Collin County. Don't miss anything local. Sign up for our free newsletter.